This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this, the first weekend of October. On our show this hour is a lovely lady. Caitlin McGee will be joining us. She's part of a brand new show airing on NBC this fall called Bluff City Law, along with a gentleman who played a lawyer before on L.A. Law, Jimmy Smith. Then also from an Epics movie that's premiering, Godfather of Harlem, Elfinish Hadera will be joining us. And Fox has a new show this season called Prodigal Son. One of the stars of that show is Bellamy Young. And then later on, we're going to be talking to Andrea Caldini about how important it is to stay in contact during storms. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl-wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi Today. There is a brand new NBC drama, Monday nights at 10 o'clock, of course, NBC. And I'm looking into my crystal ball, and with the talent involved with this show, this is going to be one that's going to be around for a long time, and I'm happy for it, too. It's called Bluff City Law. And joining us right now, it's one of its stars who plays the role of Sydney Strait, is Caitlin McGee. Caitlin, hi, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
You sound very excited about what we're going to talk about today, and I'm glad of that because I am equally excited about this. Bluff City Law. Now, this is a show, an hour-long drama, is again Mondays at 10 o'clock, that involves a little bit of family affair, if you will, with you and your dad. And by the way, their dad's played by Jimmy Smits, who's no stranger to law shows. Tell us about this. This is a falling out that you're trying to mend again?
Yes. So when you first meet us in the first episode, we used to work at a law firm, a family firm together, and we are estranged because of various things that my father did. And so as a result, I've really hardened to him and to that part of the law. I've sort of tried to separate myself from my own self-protection. And then, you know, my mother passes away within the first 10 minutes of the episode, and we're forced to try to figure out how to get along again and see if that's even possible to work together and to live as father and daughter and try to mend what has been broken.
Now, are you the only offspring of the character that Jimmy plays?
Oh, I am not. I thought that I was the only offspring. That by the time we have tried to mend our relationship, then a character who you've seen throughout the entire episode walks in and says, "Hey, Dad." And the episode ends with me saying, "What did he just call you?" So it's really intense. It's going to be really interesting. People are going to see how we're going to navigate all that.
You know, it's funny because I was going to ask you, I was about to say, was the differences that you had professional or personal? Now, there might be some professional, but I think you just answered the huge personal, okay? So apparently not everything is copacetic. Was there some professional differences in your line of thinking as far as how to approach the law?
Yeah, I mean, we our approach is different, but our heart is in the same place. We always want to fight for the little guy, and we always want to stand up for injustice. But at the end of the day, I just have a much more fearsome approach. And I, for my entire life, have had to sort of handle the burden of, you know, masking his infidelities and his indiscretions. And it's been a real burden on me, and it affected our relationship, and eventually I cracked. And frankly, I don't blame Sydney, and I'm not saying that because I play her. I'm saying it because I think anyone can relate to that. So it's really going to be hard to repair that, but ultimately I think Sydney wants to have a brother, you know, like at the end of the day, it's not his fault. So I really hope that they get to work it out, because being cruel to him is not fair. He didn't even know who his dad was for most of his life. So I think it's going to be a really interesting family drama that we see unfold.
Caitlin, you've played in a lot of things. You were with the big screen with Stan, Standing Up, Falling Down, Plus One, on television, Chicago Med, I'm Dying Up Here, Grey's Anatomy. Did you ever play an attorney like Jimmy has done in the past?
I did. I played an attorney, but it was last year in a pilot that I did on a multicam. So it was very, very different. It was like, you know, really broad comedy. Which was a fantastic pilot. I mean, we were really sad it didn't go, but then that led me here. So I got one trial run playing a lawyer, and now here I am playing one again, but I actually get to do it on TV this time.
Now, you know, I know on Chicago Med, because we were just talking to all those people the other day, and they have people that are in the medical field, as you probably know because you're on the show, you kind of give them a little support as to how to pronounce these medical terms. Do they do that with legal shows like you're going to be now with Bluff City Law? Is there somebody from the legal profession?
Yes, we have two. They're amazing. Richard and Lauren, and they're actually a father-daughter who work in the same firm. They have a very different relationship. It's much more kind-hearted and cohesive than my relationship with Elijah. But yeah, they have been guiding us all along. I mean, they come with us to every single courtroom scene that we have, and they are always there to sort of answer our questions and support us and say, no, this wouldn't happen. It would happen like this. So it's extremely, extremely helpful.
You're serious now. You actually found a father-daughter team. Now, this is...
I'm serious.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Now this probably, and, you know, you don't have to say this because they may not want the notoriety, but do they bring any realistic situations into the storyline that they've experienced themselves?
Yeah, I mean, you know, individually, which of course this is the way that it is, I rely on Lauren a lot and Jimmy relies on Richard a lot. Richard, however, does, I mean, he's got three daughters, so he treats me like a daughter too. He's the kindest, most warm, wonderful, brilliant man. But it really, it's interesting to just hear them break apart, like, what would work and what wouldn't, like, what's going to sway a jury and what won't. And on Lauren's end, she just has moments of being like, sometimes my dad gets up and yells and I just roll my eyes and sit there like, Dad. So it's a little more kind-hearted than Sydney and Elijah. But Lauren was also really wonderful at the perspective of what it's like to be a woman in this field. You know, I asked her, I was like, have there ever been moments of, like, you feeling less than? And she said, honestly, just when people don't know that I'm the lawyer and they think that I'm, like, there to serve lunch. And she was just like, and that's only happened a handful of times, and I usually shut it down. So it's fun to hear her little anecdotes about what it's like to be just a strong woman in this field.
Caitlin, I have never experienced being a lawyer on television, but I would assume, and this day will come soon after the show gets off, it's off to a great start already, but one of these days you'll be walking in the mall. You'll be so convincing as an attorney on television that somebody will ask you a question about a closing or something. You know that's going to happen, don't you?
I'll try to just yell, "I object," and then run away or something.
That's pretty funny. This anthology series for Amazon, Modern Love, tell us a little about that.
Yes. So Modern Love is based on the New York Times article column that's been going on for a really long time, and it basically addresses love in all its forms. My particular episode is with Dev Patel and Catherine Keener and Andy Garcia, like real powerhouse actors. Also, Anne Hathaway is in the series and Tina Fey. But it is about love in all forms and fashions, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But we all try. It's what we all aspire to have, and that is the most universal theme, is love.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for people to see that as well.
Great. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from outside of Boston. I was born in the Village in New York, and then I grew up in a suburb right outside of Boston, right near Fenway.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, you know what? I mentioned in the introduction,
yeah,
and I mean this, that I, you know, sometimes when you've done this as long as I have, you see something, a pilot or the first run or whatever the case may be, and immediately you think, this thing's going to make it or it's not going to make it. This show, I think, is going to be a hit for you. I really do, and I hope it is, because it's got a great premise to it, and even though it's a father-daughter team in law, it probably can apply to a lot of father-daughter situations, whether it be in another business just in life itself.
I think the beauty of our show that's really different from other legal dramas is that not only are we not criminal lawyers, we're civil lawyers, but it's all based around the family. It's a character drama, and those are universal themes. You're going to find one person within this cast, within this family firm that you relate to. All of us have our own baggage and our own things that we're dealing with, and so everyone is going to say, "Ooh, I've gone through that," or "Ooh, I feel that," and
yeah.
I think that's what really makes our show special.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck with it. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't say this before we say goodbye for today, okay? And that is, not only are you a very talented actress, boy, are you a very beautiful actress.
Thank you. That's very kind.
When you're telling the truth, you know, you got to be sincere, because you mean it, and I mean it. You are very attractive. Do me a favor, though, okay? When you get a couple of shows under the belt and into the swing of things, please come back and join us again. I'd love to chat with you. You're a great guest, and I'm very excited for you.
Sure thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Any day you want, I'll have you. How's that?
Okay,
thanks, Caitlin.
Have a good one.
You too, dear. Caitlin McGee has been our guest. She plays the role of Sydney Strait on a brand-new one-hour NBC drama, Monday nights at 10 o'clock, called Bluff City Law.
Thank you. Truly, it was a pleasure talking.
That's nice of you to say, Caitlin. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. There is a show that's going to be premiering on Epix that I can't wait to see. This is a show that I guarantee is going to bring in the audience, and it's called The Godfather of Harlem. Joining us right now is one of its stars, the very lovely Elfinish Hadera. Hi, Elfinish. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's a beautiful name. I mentioned that to you before we went on the air. What nationality is that? That is gorgeous.
That would make my dad very happy and very grateful to hear you say. It's an Ethiopian. It was his mother's name. It's a very, very old Ethiopian name. I think it's not so common anymore.
Yeah, it's a great name. It really is. I meant what I said about being anxious to see the show coming up called The Godfather of Harlem. 10 episodes of this hour-long drama. And this is actually based on a true story from a very infamous crime boss by the name of Bumpy Johnson, who's played by the great Forrest Whitaker, who back in the early 60s, after returning from 10 years in prison, goes back to his old neighborhood, which he was kind of the patron, as we would say, and finds it in shambles, and now has to come head-to-head with the crime family, the Genovese crime family, because it's controlled by the Italian mob now. Tell us about this, because I've never heard of the story before, and I think that I'm kind of a student of those kind of stories.
I mean, he finds it in shambles, but also in the control of the Italians, which wasn't the way it was when he left. You know, they had their part, and he had his. You know, and as you see it, you see this in these stories all the time. You know, There's organized chaos, but when Bumpy went away, there was kind of a loss of leadership that led to the decay of the neighborhood. Drugs were running rampant. There were kind of like, you know, Wild West. So he comes back and, you know, is pushing drugs, selling drugs, and is responsible for violence in the community, but is also, you know, a leader within the community. So there's good and bad. You know, there's dark and light in him.
Now,
he
does kind of form an alliance with, of course, Malcolm X, very well known during that 60s turmoil time. And this, it really is a collision, if you will, of the criminal underworld and the civil rights movement that was so prevalent, as we mentioned, during the 60s. And, you know, to go up against the Genovese crime family, you either have to be crazy or very brave, you know?
Or a combination of the two.
Or a combination of
them. Yeah. There are stories about his temper, and I think he was a real hothead who wasn't really scared of anyone, even maybe he had cause to be.
Now, there's a lot of big names there. In addition to yourself, there's Forrest Whitaker, who plays the role of Bumpy Johnson. Also, Vincent D'Onofrio, who, of course, was on Law and Order. And Paul Sorvino with Goodfellas. And Giancarlo Esposito, Breaking Bad, and Better Call Saul. I mean, you got a great cast here. Now,
it goes on and on.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. I don't want to spill the beans here, but I'm just interested. How long ago did Bumpy die, and was it as a result of battle, or did he die of natural causes?
No, you know, we start the series in 1963. Bumpy Johnson died in 1968 over a plate of fried chicken at his favorite diner.
Really?
He had a heart attack. Yep. So, you know, even the great gangster couldn't. He was brought down by natural causes.
Yeah. Now, these are 10 episodes.
You know, some might say a happy death. You know, if you're going to go out one way, it might as well be over your plate of grits and fried chicken, your favorite food at your favorite spot.
Well, I was hoping to have my final meal as a bunch of raviolis and lasagna, okay? But of course, I am Italian, so I might have to, you know, clarify that. Out of curiosity, these 10 episodes, are they standalone episodes, or is it an ongoing storyline?
It's an ongoing storyline, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, the series is so cinematic that I feel like you could watch an episode on its own and feel like you're watching a feature-length movie, you know?
Yeah.
They're so grand. And they cover so much without feeling crowded. They've really accomplished something difficult in the series.
Was it filmed in New York?
It was. We shot in Harlem as much as we could for exteriors, and then on stages in Brooklyn. You know, recreating the period 1963 is difficult when you've got the M14 going down Amsterdam Avenue. But they were really crafty and use their heads to kind of make it work.
Boy, you have been so successful on the big screen and on the small screen. The Netflix hit series, She's Got to Have It, Deception on ABC, HBO miniseries, Show Me a Hero, Showtime's at Billions. You've been seen on the NBC Chicago Fire, Blacklist. You were Dwayne The Rock Johnson's love interest in the reboot of Baywatch. I mean, you have had a string of success over the years, and rightfully so. You're a very talented lady.
Thank you. I just feel incredibly lucky, too, you know. I mean, there are a lot of really talented artists out here. I see them every day in New York City, many of whom are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody gets a chance to work and do what they love, so I'm very grateful.
Well, and you know what? Talent certainly plays a huge role. The reason I'm so anxious to hear about this and watch this is because, you know, I spent my teenage years in that decade, and I remember all that going on, but I didn't know that Bumpy Johnson was going to go up against the Genovese crime family. That is what is really intriguing to me. I can't wait to see this. And, of course, you know, that, as I mentioned earlier, with all of the racial issues that were taking place in the streets in Harlem, I think it's going to make for an unbelievable series. I really do. I'm very excited. When I saw this the other day, I said, well, we got to get somebody on the air from this show. This sounds like a winner.
Yeah, it's a look at a world we don't often see, you know, one side or the other, but not generally on the same screen in the same show.
Yeah.
So it's pretty different, I think, what we're used to observing.
Who plays the role of Malcolm X?
Nigel Thatch, who is incredible. I mean, not only does he look like the spitting image, he has just totally managed to embody every bit of Malcolm X.
Wow.
It's like, it's eerie, kind of uncanny. Wow. How great he is in this role.
Unbelievable. Well, we urge everybody to check it out now. The Godfather of Harlem, which in this particular case could be two, either the Genovese family or Bumpy Johnson. It'll be premiering at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Epix, and it's a 10-episode, hour-long drama series. And as we mentioned before, it stars a very lovely and talented lady and our guest, Ilfanish Hadera. I got that right, didn't I?
You got it perfectly right.
Oh,
never happened.
Good. Hey, I want to tell you something. You're a terrific talent, and please come back and join us again. We'd love to have you join us another time in the near future, if you would.
I would absolutely love to. Maybe we watch a few episodes and then chat again.
That would be perfect. Let's do that. And we'll be watching, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Ilfanish Hadera. That's a pretty name. I really like that name. And again, The Godfather of Harlem on Sunday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern and Central Time on NBC. That's Sunday nights on NBC, and it's called Godfather of Harlem. Sounds like a great show. And we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come. Live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segee Today.
There's the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump and U.S. officials were intent on fighting corruption in Ukraine, and says that's reflected in the president's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president. That issue has become fuel for an impeachment investigation.
We're very focused on creating space that we could ultimately deliver a good relationship with this new government. That was my guidance all along, the guidance that I took on board as we were thinking about all the various components of that relationship.
The president is now tweeting his displeasure about Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who's been critical of his invitation to have other countries investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president tweets, "Mitt Romney never knew how to win. He's a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I have to tell you something. There is a new show that came out the 23rd of this month on Fox. It's a Fox series. It's Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, and it's called Prodigal Son. And one of the stars of the show is one talented lady, and a beautiful lady, too. And I might add, when you talk about a working actress, you have to bring up our next guest, Bellamy Young. Hi, Bellamy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, thanks so much for having me on and for that sweet, sweet intro. My goodness.
Well, it's true. You know, a lot of times actors and actresses give the appearance that they're working all the time because the shows have been in syndication for like 42 years, you know. But, boy, that is not the case with you. You did a great job on Scandal and, of course, Criminal Minds. Boy, the list of things is unbelievable, and we'll get to that in a second. But let's talk about Prodigal Son. This is kind of a new take, if you will, on the crime TV shows. You have a very provocative and outrageous lead character that is serious, but there's kind of a dark comedy tone to it. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Isn't it, I mean, it's just like life is what I think. When I've been at my darkest, when it's been the hardest, if you can't laugh, you can't get through it. I mean, it really is the most human need for survival. Is there, at a certain point, even the most macabre moments, you just have to laugh. And our writers find those moments, and it's just delicious. It's so creepy, and there's always, you know, a brilliant sort of crime to solve, a serial killer element. But they root it all in the family dynamic. The show really asks the question, what if your dad were Hannibal Lecter? Mm-hmm. What would that do to you? And, you know, we all just don't want to grow up to be our parents. We're all sure they are. Parents messed us up. So our protagonist, Malcolm, is trying to live his life in opposition as a profiler because his dad, Michael Sheen, my ex-husband, was an incredible serial killer in the 90s. And, but, you know, and as much as all of the gruesomeness happens, it really always comes back to the family dynamic. And at the end of the day, there is much to laugh about.
Well, you know, and like you said, and I just saw this the other day in the Internet. It said, if you don't laugh every day, you're missing out on life's pleasures, you know. Now, this notorious serial killer, isn't that a nice saying, though? Now, this serial killer, which is your ex-husband, he was called the surgeon. Mm. I can only imagine what he did with that kind of a name, all right? Now, you play.
Well, he was also a surgeon by profession, so he was both things.
Oh,
he
did
sort of investigate how to most painfully kills a person. Yeah. So it was gruesome.
Great way to screw up a great career. Going down. Jeez, oh, what happened to a Hippocratic Oath, for crime's sake? Now you play.
Yeah. Right.
You play the mother of Malcolm Bright, who is this very bright, if excuse the pun, police officer who investigates these murders. Now, you have been described, I love this description, Bellamy, I love it. Okay, you've been described as an elegant New Yorker that has sarcasm, like using it like a samurai sword, and has an opinion on every aspect of Bright's life. Now, the latter is very normal for a mom, so that's not too far out of the reality, you know. But you play this role very uniquely and very cleverly, do you not?
I just love it. It's all there on the page. It was delicious when it was delivered to me, so I just have to serve it and the writers. But, yeah, Jessica, you know, they carted Martin, my husband, off to prison, but Jessica's been in the prison of the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and, been, you know, that's a minefield of its own. So she's developed survival mechanisms, and some of them, it is, you know, some of it's sarcasm, some of it's pills, some of it's philanthropy, some of it's booze, but she has a beautiful cocktail of survival skills that have seen her through, because all she wanted to do was keep her kids safe.
Yeah.
You know, they were 5 and 7, is that true? Something like that, when Martin was taken away, and that was these 20 years, you know, she's really wanted to keep them safe.
Yeah. So Malcolm Bright, who was played by, of course, Tom Payne, has a manipulative mother, he has a annoying sister, a homicidal father, and the father is trying to your former husband is trying to actually bond with his prodigal son and get his respect again. So, boy, I tell you, what a bunch of storylines this show is going to have. I mean, it's endless. It's like a real...
I know, but it's like everybody's family. Everybody's family is messy, so it's just sort of normal in a weird, weird way.
Yeah. When you first saw the script, because I know that you mentioned before it's not on a page, it's not on anything, did you grasp it in such a fashion where you could knew how they wanted it interpreted? That's a very, very, very Barbara Walters question. I apologize for that.
Well, if you can't steal from Barbara, who are you going to steal from?
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. It was thoroughly, deliciously, devilishly well written. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is really Chris and Sam, Chris Fedeck and Sam Sklaver, they just... It was so vivid, and then Lee Tolan Krieger was our director for the pilot, and he just made it, stylistically, he just launched it into outer space. It is stunning. Our pilot episode is just stunning. But I also was compelled by the team, the talent team that they brought together. I mean, working with Michael Sheen is... It's just a dream. So, and Tom, I knew Tom from Walking Dead, and Lou and I, Lou Diamond Phillips, had done a movie together, actually about Richard Ramirez, The Night Stalker,
just
a few years ago. So I knew what a wonderful human Lou is. I couldn't wait to be a part of his family.
Yeah, that's a great cast. Well, you mentioned some of the things that you've done in the past, of course, on the big screen with A Wrinkle in Time. You mentioned Night Stalker, Day Out of Days, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, We Were Soldiers on television. With Criminal Minds, Scrubs, Another World, a great NBC soap, CSI Miami with David Caruso, and then, of course, your extensive experience on live stage. You were born in a great city, Asheville, North Carolina, graduated from Yale University, and studied at Oxford University. What was your major?
At Yale, I went for physics, but I was not gifted on the world stage, so I finished with a double major in English and theater. And Oxford, I did a summer course in theater, and then I did a course in Chaucer.
In what?
Chaucer.
Oh, I thought you said chocolate.
In chocolate. I did many courses in chocolate, Ron.
I was going to ask you, what kind of chocolate? You know, I'm losing my mind. Well, I should have taken that hearing test in high school. Like, now,
no, I should have taken that chocolate course. Now you make me realize what I missed.
That's pretty funny. How did you like being president on Scandal?
Well, it was a dream. I mean, for my character primarily, because you know it was Melly's life goal in the marrow of her bones when she was embryonic, you know. I mean, I just feel like she was always, that was always her dream. So it was incredible. More often we see dreams deferred than dreams achieved. So it was incredible to live that moment with her.
Yeah.
But also, my goodness, as an actress, to step into an oval and sit behind the desk, and it was just really surreal. I don't think it's what it was Shonda's initial plan. She always said she knew where Scandal started and she knew where it ended. But since the election went a little differently than in the real world than she thought it was going to go, I think we got an extra year, and I think that's how President Melly came to be.
Yeah,
you know, Scandal was always Shonda's West Wing. She wanted to write her own West Wing, so she had one more season of things to say, I think.
I know you're on a busy schedule. I got to ask you this quick question, though. You have a lifelong love for music. You released in 2015, Far Away, So Close, and a collection of contemporary covers. Name a couple of the covers you do. I'm a singer, too. I'd be interested to know what a couple of the covers were.
I did everything from, like, Ryan Adams' song. I did a Pink song, Fleetwood Mac, Tom Waits, just all over the place. Dixie Chicks. It's very eclectic, but it's all about stories, you know. It's sort of an album you put on, you pour a bourbon, it's 2 a.m., you're finishing the day. It's that album.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to go get it. Now, the show, of course, is Mondays. Yeah, it's great. That's a great collection. Mondays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on Fox. It's called Prodigal Son, and it stars a very talented, lovely, and terrific lady, our guest, Bellamy Young. Bellamy, you got to come back. You're a great guest.
I love talking to you. I hope the rest of your day is just wonderful.
Okay, and we will be watching on Mondays, okay?
Yay! hope you like it.
I know
I
will.
Thank you so much, honey. Have a great day.
Bellamy Young has been our guest, and as we mentioned before, she is one of the stars on Prodigal Son on Fox Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. And boy, I tell you something, she is one talented lady, whether it's music, on stage, on the big screen, the small screen, any screen she wants to be on. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, this is a very, very important subject we're going to be chatting about. And in lieu of the really bad weather, not only in the southeast and coastline up the Atlantic, but all across the country, there have been all kinds of storms the last few months. And we're going to address what it's like to keep in communications with people that you love and in communications with people that will bring you to safety. And joining us right now is a communication expert and the Vice President of Network Engineering for Verizon Wireless, Andrea Caldini. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, now we've got this issue of communications during bad weather. People are of the opinion that now that landlines are almost obsolete, that everything is going to be okay. But you talk about how important it is to create a system, whether it be within the family or within the business, whatever the case may be, to take advantage of the technological advances in communications during these troubled times when we have these terrible storms, which break off them from the victims and the people who are involved with it from the rest of society. How do you do that?
So it's really important to have a communication plan. And as you said, this is vital for you to be able to contact your loved ones, as well as for a business to make sure they know where their people are. And then if you need assistance, you can reach out to the first responders. So it's important to, one, have all your devices have the battery powered. You want to make sure that you have flashlights and radios as well. But it's also important that we have a wireless emergency alerts, that you can get alerts on your device, and there are a number of applications that you can have that give you radar information, give you flash flood information, really that can keep you informed in a time during the storm.
Do you find that with the latest technological advances that during these troubled times that the cellular network really is far more effective than the conventional way they were used to?
So at Verizon, we develop our network and we design it with reliability in mind. And to do that, you really have to think about it as you're building the network. So we do things like having battery backup and generators at our cell sites, because one of the first thing that goes is power. So we want to make sure that if the power goes, that our cell sites are still up and running and processing either data or calls.
So actually, when you really come down to it, and this is being in the broadcasting business, a very unusual event where you have a tower collapse. So in lieu of everything else, but no power, pretty well up and running just about through any storm, especially when you have these generators, because very seldom do you hear of a tower coming down in a storm. So people really are in connection with other people because of the style of how we communicate now rather than a landline.
That's correct. And if you think about how you communicate, if you have to evacuate, you bring your communications with you,
right,
where a landline, it stays at your home. So you really have the ability to make sure that your family and loved ones know where you are if you have to evacuate from your home.
Talk about the plan. Okay, I've often been amazed that people don't pick up on this a lot quicker. You know, people don't want to think about something that's going to maybe happen. So the fact that they sit back and say, well, we got to come up with a plan. But, you know, it's 89 degrees right now. What do we need a plan for? Everything's going great. Talk about that plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to have your plan and prepare before things happen. And we do that for our network as well. We're constantly preparing, you know, for these types of emergencies. So we have our emergency evacuation centers set up. We man them with our people. We have things that we'll need once the storm hits, like fuel to refuel our generators. We have all our mobile assets that we use that can keep, if we had a tower go down, that we could have a temporary tower or a temporary cell site go up. We use satellite technology as well for that backhaul piece if the fiber goes down. So we really prepare and plan and then are able to execute once the storm goes through. And if you're at home at your, you know, you're at your home, it's a similar thing. You want to make sure that you have all these things, that you have gas in your car so you can leave, that you have your phones and your devices charged up, that you have your cables and things that you need if you have to evacuate so you can charge your phones, that you have lists of places that you can call, that you have information at your fingertips so that you can reach out to your loved ones or emergency services. So it's really vital, especially if you live in one of these hurricane-prone areas, that you come up with this communication plan.
And you actually partner with first responders and public works in every city before and after these strikes, do you not?
That's correct. We have the Verizon Emergency Response Team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, partnering with our first responder community. And Verizon, we have the largest number of first responders on our network, and we partner in their Emergency Operations Center. We have our people there. We're in constant communication with them for things where maybe they have a need for additional capacity because there's an area where they're going to have an evacuation center, and that doesn't usually have so many people there, so that we can make sure that those locations have the capacity for the people that will be there during the storm.
Pretty impressed about your experience on an international level with 5 years in Switzerland in various technical leadership roles, and your involvement with countries like Europe with wireless callers and carriers, as well as consulting on technology solutions in Germany, Switzerland, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Austria, and the Baltics. You certainly have a resume that's very impressive to take care of some of the problems that we have here in this country.
Well, thank you. I think the experience that I gained working in a country where I didn't, you know, wasn't my natural language, working with a number of different countries, it was something that I look back and I think has made me a better communicator, understanding people and where they come from and how they think. It really was probably one of the best experiences I had in my life, and made me able to take on the responsibility that I have here at Verizon.
And again, I want to repeat an earlier comment that we were discussing, and that was a plan of communications within the family, loved ones, and first responders, so that when an emergency strikes, it's not the first time you've gone over this plan. Where can we find more information about preparing? Because I hate to say this, we're not out of the woods yet. Now, you know, we talk about the hurricane season. We've got snow up north. We've got tornadoes, hurricanes. Yeah, this is a 365-day cycle.
That's true. And so we have on our website at Verizon.com, we have a special location which is for emergency resources, and it can help you create your emergency communications plan.
Very, very important. Andrea, I appreciate you joining us today. Our guest has been the communications expert and the vice president of network engineering for Verizon Wireless, our guest, Andrea Caldini. I appreciate you being here, and we look forward to having you back.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Very interesting and equally important. That's the thing, because this is no game that they're playing out there. When you're fighting against Mother Nature, boy, you got to have all your ducks in order. And our guest, Andrea Caldini, as we mentioned before, Vice President of Network Engineering at Verizon Wireless. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
That's probably why they let her sail across the Caribbean. Get out of here, kid. Ungrateful.
Ron Sedgie today on this first weekend of October. I want to thank my guests this past 2 hours, Barry Manilow, Art Phillips, Poser, and
but the amazing thing,
Supreme, Anna Camp from Perfect Harmony on NBC, Caitlin McGee from Bluff City Law, also on NBC, Elfanish Hadera, star of Godfather of Harlem, Bellamy Young on the Fox show Prodigal Son, and Andrea Caldini. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.